Joaquina, Joaquina, Beiza, Beiza, 1665. Chief complaint: abdominal pain. Number one, number two, nausea and vomiting. Number three, elbow pain. Number four, history of workman's compensation, elbows. Pain seems to be coming back, but it's worse with activity. Next number, leg swelling, which she had before, has now resolved. Next number, diarrhea. Next number is hypothyroidism. Next number, patient has not had some blood work done for some time. Next number is DJD. Next number is hypertension. Next number is pedal edema. Next, improve. Next number is fluid retention. Our patient is a 57-year-old woman, works for the Cleveland School District. She used to be married. Now she's divorced. Her last period was in 2009. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She woke up today with nausea and vomiting times five, but she's already been eating. She's had one bout of diarrhea, period. New paragraph, COVID immunizations, update allergy, non-medication, reviewed opposite page, which includes the following: hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram once a day, Synthroid, 100 microgram once a day, omeprazole, 40 milligram once a day, atrovastin, 20 milligram once a day, meloxicam, 15 milligram once a day, surgery, hysterectomy, COVID immunization up to date, family history, breast cancer, cervical cancer, maintenance exam. Patient has never had a, where's your sticky note, man? Can I get that sticky note? Never had a colonoscopy, wants to do a Cologuard, because doesn't like colonoscopy. Next number, her mammogram is up to date. She's going to have another one done in 6 months. Next number, as for, next number, patient here in the office receives Zofran 4 milligram, and she's not having any abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea at this time. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 190 pounds. No significant change, 96%, 98, 16, 73, 140 over 90, slightly elevated because of current issues. Heart, positive, some positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next one, check this, shows no rash, or mucosal tension, logical, non-focal. Number one, nausea and vomiting. Gallbladder looks good. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is suspect food poisoning. Next number is patient was given more Zofran to take it home. Next number is history of vertigo. The carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, we looked at her kidneys, looked at her gallbladder, looked at her abdomen. They were within normal limits. Next number, history of vertigo. Carotid ultrasound shows no significant change as far as the... no cystic changes noted. I'm sorry. Where was I? I forgot my train of thoughts. Vertigo, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, abdomen, bladder is within normal limits. As far as the abdomen is concerned, the bladder, the spleen is within normal limits. Next number, status post hysterectomy. Next number, thyroid shows no cysts. Next number, history of cervical cancer. Family history of cervical cancer, status post hysterectomy. Next number, not interested in colonoscopy. Next number, mammogram has been ordered for every 6 months, and it's coming up. Patient is aware of abnormal mammogram, and she's going to have that done at that time. Thank you.